Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Coffee Break French Travel Diaries, Season 2, Episode 8. Bonjour à tous et à toutes et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et moi, c'est Pierre Benoît. Comment allez-vous, monsieur Marc?
Oh, je vais très bien. Et vous?
Très, très bien. Hein, très, très bien, oui. Le week-end arrive bientôt, donc c'est cool.
Ouais, c'est toujours bien. OK, we're back with another Travel Diaries episode and we are following our friends Charlotte, Lucas and Théo as they travel through the north of France. Last time, they were at the Mont-Saint-Michel and today they're heading to Tours, a beautiful city, a beautiful town. We will find out more about Tours as we listen to the text. As ever, we'll listen to the text first of all, then we'll talk about what the text involves, the language in there, any grammar, interesting vocabulary and so on. And then we'll hear it again at the end, and hopefully after you've discussed it, or after we've discussed it, and you've listened to that discussion, you'll understand things a little bit better. Alors, on y va?
Bah, c'est parti.
En début de journée, puisqu'il y avait beaucoup de vent, nous n'avons pas pu déjeuner dehors comme hier. Le propriétaire de la ferme, Pascal, nous a fait du feu dans la cheminée de la salle à manger. Nous avons discuté un peu avant de se dire au revoir et de reprendre la voiture. Cette fois, nous allons à Tours. On a chacun conduit une heure car le voyage était un peu long. Notre première impression de Tours était superbe. On a commencé par le centre historique avec ses rues pavées. Il y avait de belles boutiques, mais on s'est contenté de faire du lèche-vitrine. Sur la place des Halles, on a découvert un marché où nous avons pu déguster beaucoup de produits du terroir, y compris les fameuses rillettes de Tours. À la nuit tombée, nous avons trouvé la place du Vieux-Tours, où un musicien de rue nous a incités à danser avec les autres tourangeux et les touristes. Un petit restaurant dans une des ruelles a attiré notre attention. On y a mangé des frites, ce qui a fait du bien après avoir brûlé autant de calories. Nous allons dormir dans une auberge de jeunesse, pas loin du centre.
Très bien. Pierre, moi, tu connais Tours?
Oui, j'y suis allé plusieurs fois. J'ai des amis qui habitent à un petit endroit, un petit village qui s'appelle Pernay, P-E-R-N-A-Y. Mmh. Et donc, par le passé, je leur ai rendu visite.
Très bien. Et donc,
et toi?
Je pense que j'y suis allé une fois, une seule fois, mais il y a très longtemps, donc je ne connais pas trop. Enfin,
C'est une région magnifique avec tous les châteaux de la Loire, d'accord. Mais j'aime aussi la campagne, les maisons en Touraine sont vraiment superbes.
So Touraine is the area around Tours.
Ouais. Et les gens qui habitent sont les Tourangeaux.
Yeah, that's an interesting word. Very often we find interesting adjectives for the people who live in a particular town. So Pornic, where you're from, it's Les Porniquets.
Les Porniquets, très bien. And actually, as you know, I come from a tiny village, just very adjacent or very kind of it's part of Pornic now, and it's called Sainte-Marie. So we talk about les Samaritains.
Les Samaritains.
Oh, les Samaritaines.
Okay, of course. Let's go back through our text now, and we'll talk about the language in each sentence. So, Pierre-Benoît, if you can take it away from the beginning.
En début de journée, puisqu'il y avait beaucoup de vent, nous n'avons pas pu déjeuner dehors comme hier.
Okay, so en début de journée, at the beginning of the day, puisqu'il y avait beaucoup de vent, since there was lots of wind, and remember, beaucoup de, always beaucoup de, il y avait du vent, of course, but here it's beaucoup de vent. So since there was a lot of wind, nous n'avons pas pu déjeuner dehors comme hier. We weren't able to eat outside like yesterday. When we talk about being able to do things in the past, sometimes when we're translating this into French, we kind of feel that we should use an imperfect tense, je ne pouvais pas faire ça, or something like that. But here, their ability to, or their inability to eat outside was part of the narrative, it's part of the story. So, there was a lot of wind, so, boom, we were not able to eat outside.
Très bien, très bien. Yeah, it's just a fact.
Okay.
Le propriétaire de la ferme, Pascal, nous a fait du feu dans la cheminée de la salle à manger.
Okay, so, faire du feu, literally to make a fire or make some fire, as it were. So he started a fire in the chimney. He lit a fire in the dining room, de la salle à manger. And who is this? This is Pascal, le propriétaire de la ferme. He is the owner of the farm.
Nous avons discuté un peu avant de se dire au revoir et de reprendre la voiture.
I think we should just jump back to that previous sentence, actually, because we have been talking all the way through our Travel Diaries course about these direct objects and indirect objects and so on. So here we've got nous a fait du feu, and it's faire du feu à quelqu'un, pour quelqu'un, so it's indirect, and therefore there's no agreement on fait.
No, it's just F-A-I-T.
Okay, so now coming back to the sentence that you've just read, nous avons discuté un peu, we chatted a little, avant de se dire au revoir, before saying au revoir to each other. That's that reciprocal idea, before saying to ourselves in a sense. It's like almost like a reflexive verb, but it's more reciprocal in nature. So before saying goodbye to each other, et de reprendre la voiture, and literally to take the car again, get back in the car to continue their trip.
Cette fois, nous allons à Tours.
Okay, so this time, we are going to Tours. We are on our way to Tours.
On a chacun conduit une heure, car le voyage était un peu long.
Okay, on a chacun. Chacun is another word that we've seen a couple of times in this series. Chacun means each one, or each of us. So, on a chacun conduit une heure. We each drove for 1 hour, car le voyage était un peu long, because the journey was a little long.
Notre première impression de Tours était superbe.
Okay, straightforward. Our first impression of Tours was superb. It was fantastic.
On a commencé par le centre historique avec ses rues pavées.
Right, so we started, on a commencé par, by. So we started by, or probably in better in English, we started with. Le centre historique, the historical center, avec ses rues pavés. These are cobbled streets.
Il y avait de belles boutiques, mais on s'est contenté de faire du lèche-vitrine.
Right, so there's a lot in this sentence. Il y avait de belles boutiques, so there were some beautiful shops. And note that it's de belles boutiques. How would we say there were some shops?
In a higher register in French, Mark, when you have a short adjective before the noun and preceding it, you have des, or it becomes de. It just sounds better. However, in spoken French, you could hear people saying il y avait des belles boutiques. That would be acceptable.
But belle is one of these adjectives that comes before the noun. So that's when it comes before the noun, we need to start thinking about, oh, do we need to do something to that de? And again, here it becomes de because we've got that adjective coming next. Il y avait de belles boutiques. There were some beautiful shops. Mais on s'est contenté de faire du lèche-vitrine. So lèche-vitrine literally means licking windows, which is not very pleasant, but it means window shopping. So, on s'est contenté, we contented ourselves by doing some window shopping. We contented ourselves with window shopping.
Yes, the idea of all we did was doing window shopping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Se contenter de faire quelque chose. That's all we did.
Can you give us some other examples of se contenter de faire quelque chose?
Je me suis contenté de faire la vaisselle aujourd'hui. Et demain, je ferai le reste. Je ferai le ménage. Hein?
Good. Yeah, so that's a good example. So I only did the dishes today. That's all I did. Tomorrow I'll do the rest of the housework. For example, you could also say something like, I've got a lot of work to do, a lot of studying to do, but I just did my maths homework. I'll do the rest tomorrow.
Très bien, oui, je me suis contenté de... Or, quelqu'un te dit, contente-toi de faire tes maths aujourd'hui et tu feras l'anglais demain. OK, just do the maths today and you'll do English tomorrow.
Let's hear that imperative version again.
Contente-toi.
Right, so when you've got a reflexive verb that becomes an imperative, the command form, then we use that different type of pronoun. It's not te contenter, in this case it's contente-toi. We use the disjunctive pronouns there.
Sur la place des Halles, on a découvert un marché où nous avons pu déguster beaucoup de produits du terroir, y compris les fameuses rillettes de Tours.
Okay, so this is quite a long sentence. Let's split it up. Sur la place des Halles, now the Halles are normally the sort of covered market area, and it's an interesting word because it's an H aspiré that it starts with. So we don't say les Halles, you say les Halles. So here, des Halles. Sur la place des Halles, on a découvert un marché, we discovered a market, où nous avons pu, where we were able to, déguster, to taste, to sample, beaucoup de produits du terroir. Now, this is very, very common to see produits du terroir. Lots of products of the area, literally of the territory.
Yeah. Would you say as well, produits du terroir is kind of associated now to like bio, les produits bio, so organic product?
Possibly, I wouldn't like to say one way or the other because I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, I think it does give an impression of sort of handmade local products rather than mass produced, I would say.
That's what I was thinking. That's where I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, y compris, including les fameuses rillettes de Tours. So these are the rillettes de Tours. Rillettes are like sort of like a patty. It's kind of potted meat, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Potted meat is, well, I like potted meat, but I just love, I think it's, les rillettes have a distinctive taste. You know, if you can get to France or get some Bordeaux Chenal rillettes, or even go to Tours, you know, and try the local rillettes, they're absolutely exquisite. C'est délicieux. Elles sont délicieuses, les rillettes de Tours.
Très bien. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, we're back. We're going through the remainder of our text, where Charlotte, Lucas and Théo are doing some window shopping in Tours. Let's continue on, Pierre Benoît.
À la nuit tombée, nous avons trouvé la place du Vieux Tours, où un musicien de rue nous a incité à danser avec les autres tourangeaux et les touristes.
Right, so à la nuit tombée, at nightfall, or once night had fallen, after it got dark, nous avons trouvé la place du Vieux Tours. We found the Vieux Tours Square, où un musicien de rue, where a street musician, nous a incité à danser. So literally, he incited us to dance. He encouraged us to dance. Incité can be used to mean to encourage someone to do something. In English, to incite has a different feeling, as it were. But nous a incité. He encouraged us to dance. Inciter quelqu'un à faire quelque chose. So if it's inciter quelqu'un, that's direct. There's no preposition in there. The preposition comes afterwards with the infinitive, inciter quelqu'un à faire quelque chose. So if it's direct, what happens to inciter, the past participle?
Well, we have nous. Okay, so it's the preceding object. So inciter will have to agree with nous. And nous being plural, it'll have to be e acute and then an extra s mark.
Très bien. So, un musicien de rue nous a incité à danser avec les autres tourangeaux et les touristes, with the other people from Tours and the tourists.
Un petit restaurant dans une des ruelles a attiré notre attention.
So, a little restaurant in one of the little streets, the ruelles, a attiré notre attention. It attracted our attention.
On y a mangé des frites, ce qui a fait du bien après avoir brûlé autant de calories.
So we ate there some chips, some fries, ce qui a fait du bien, which did us good, which was good for us, après avoir brûlé autant de calories, after having burned so many calories.
Nous allons dormir dans une auberge de jeunesse pas loin du centre.
So we're going to sleep dans une auberge de jeunesse, in a youth hostel, pas loin du centre, not far from the centre. Straightforward enough at the end there. Mm-hmm. Let's listen again to the whole text and we'll see how much we understand this time.
En début de journée, puisqu'il y avait beaucoup de vent, nous n'avons pas pu déjeuner dehors comme hier. Le propriétaire de la ferme, Pascal, nous a fait du feu dans la cheminée de la salle à manger. Nous avons discuté un peu avant de se dire au revoir et de reprendre la voiture. Cette fois, nous allons à Tours. On a chacun conduit une heure car le voyage était un peu long. Notre première impression de Tours était superbe. On a commencé par le centre historique avec ses rues pavées. Il y avait de belles boutiques, mais on s'est contenté de faire du lèche-vitrine. Sur la place des Halles, on a découvert un marché où nous avons pu déguster beaucoup de produits du terroir, y compris les fameuses rillettes de Tours. À la nuit tombée, nous avons trouvé la place du Vieux Tours, où un musicien de rue nous a incité à danser avec les autres tourangeux et les touristes. Un petit restaurant dans une des ruelles a attiré notre attention. On y a mangé des frites, ce qui a fait du bien après avoir brûlé autant de calories. Nous allons dormir dans une auberge de jeunesse, pas loin du centre.
« Et voilà. Donc, encore un épisode, and hopefully you've enjoyed learning a little about Tours in this particular episode. Of course, if you'd like to learn more, you can use our premium version, which includes lesson notes, and a video version of each lesson, which will help you practice your pronunciation as you read along with Charlotte. You can find out all about that over at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Yes, I hope, Mark, that this text vous incite. Okay, à visiter Tours, okay, and à manger les fameuses rillettes. Mm.
Très bien, très bien. Okay, so you can check all that at the Coffee Break Academy. And of course, there is also our Instagram account where you'll be able to see some photos of Tours and the other places that our friends visit on their journey. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. We'll be back next time when our friends will be visiting some of the castles in the Loire Valley. But for now, Pierre Benoît, merci beaucoup, comme d'habitude.
Merci, et puis à très bientôt.
Au revoir. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.